Welcome to the route of the parish close through the countryside of Morlaix, Léon, Landerneau-d'Aoulas, and Plébin. Here in Brittany, where sacred places rub shoulders with fantastic legends.
Before beginning our discovery tour along the route of the parish close, we offer you a commentary to familiarize you with the world of the parish churchyard, or close, and its vocabulary.
For information about the opening hours and days of churches and museums, inquire at the mairie, the town hall, of the different communes. And now, let us guide you.
You're getting yourself ready to discover the parish churchyards of the region. This commentary will familiarize you with the world of the parish close. So, what exactly is a parish close?
It's the ensemble of things arranged around a parish church. It is composed, ideally, of an enclosure wall, a triumphal entryway, an ossuary, a calvary, and a cemetery.
The role of the parish close is first of all spiritual. Clearly delimited, it separates the sacred space from profane space, and its triumphal entryway often resembles those of a chateau.
In the parish close, you will find the ossuary, a communal tomb where human death is candidly shown. But to mortal death responds that of Christ, represented by the Calvary. The ossuary symbolizes sin. The crucifixion symbolizes redemption. And to assure the connection between the two, there is the mediation of the church, holder of divine truth.
The role of the parish close is also sociological. It played the role that since the French Revolution has been played by the mairie or town hall. It is at the heart of the close that the parish is managed by the Fabriciens, who were the lay treasurers for the church. They would meet in the southern entryway of the church, which explains the presence of stone benches there, and public notices were proclaimed to the crowd, assembled in the parish close.
The most beautiful parish closes were built thanks to auction sales and the offerings of parishioners. This parochialism was the source of competition between parishes who literally raced to create the most beautiful close, enlarging their churches or adding characters to their calvary.
And Brittany at the time of the development of the parish close? In the 16th and 17th century, prosperity reigned over Brittany, thanks to the cultivation of flax to make linen and the textile industry.
In this era, the countryside produced the linen thread and made cloth. The towns sold it and the ports commercialized it throughout Europe, from the Nordic countries to Portugal. This showy period came to an end under the reign of Louis XIV, when Colbert forbid free trade with England, so ruining this Breton commerce.
Here are a few words of vocabulary relating to the parish close.
The enclosure wall.
It separates sacred space from profane space.
The triumphal entryway.
It permits one to enter, symbolically and literally, into the sacred space by la grande porte, the great door.
The stile.
It's a cattle gourd or cattle stop across the entrances of the close, which keeps animals from getting in.
The calvary.
Its function was to Christianize the population. Illiteracy being widespread, its objective was instructional. It was also the spot where the auctions for the parish were conducted.
The ossuary.
One could also call it a reliquary. It contains human bones and also skull boxes, which appear as niches of wood.
The south entry.
Often ornamented with sculptures of the apostles and stone benches, it is built on the south side of the church due to the inclemency of the weather. The Fabriciens met there before and after religious services.
The gargoyle
is a statue which permits water to run off, whereas
the anchon
is purely decorative. Set in the angles of the masonry, it depicts profane characters, griffins and demons. The baptistry.
The place where baptism are celebrated. It is often crowned with a wooden canopy.
The tie beam.
A wooden beam located at the junction of the wall and the framework of a church. Its decoration by the carpenters was often given free rein.
The altarpiece.
This large-scale ornament is composed of paintings, statues, and bas-reliefs. Always placed behind the altar, it is made of painted wood with sculpting at the edges. Its role is at once solemn and instructional.
The rood screen.
This tribune of stone and wood separates the chancel from the nave. Preaching was done from there up until the 16th century.
The pulpit.
Since the Catholic Reformation in the 17th century, the clergy preach from there.